Unit 3, page 28, exercise 2.
Daily bread. What would a weekly diet look like in one photo? Let's take a look at Greg Segal's photo series Daily Bread and find out. Greg Segal is an American photographer. His photos always have something to say about the world, and his pictures of children in Daily Bread are no exception. The children are surrounded by the food that they eat in a week. The pictures make us reflect on what we consume and what is a healthy diet. It all started in 2016, after Segal had completed a project photographing people's weekly trash. He noticed how much of our trash came from packaged food. This got him thinking about how much processed food we have in our diets and how this is different for people in different countries. For Daily Bread, he photographed people from the US, Europe, Asia, and Africa. Before Segal took the photos, children were asked to keep a food journal of everything they ate for a week, including the portion size. Then all of their meals were recreated by food stylists and cooks. The results are intriguing and thought-provoking. The similarities and differences among countries and cultures are clear to see. There are the same global brands, carbonated drinks and processed snacks. But there are also different home-cooked meals, vegetables and fruit. Segal found some of the differences surprising. In developing countries, malnutrition and lack of food can be an issue. However, in Daily Bread, the diets of children from Asia and Africa are generally good. Segal photographed a 10-year-old Indian girl named Anchal Sani. Anchal lives with her family in a little shack outside Mumbai. She eats traditional home-cooked meals and lots of vegetables. She has hardly any processed food because her family can't afford it. Her dad earns $5 a day, and a Domino's pizza is $13. It's almost a status symbol because it's so expensive. Price influences food choices, and in countries like India, global convenience foods are pricey. As a result, these items are less popular, and diets are often healthier. In contrast, diets in the developed world are sometimes poor. In the US, for example, a lot of people eat badly. Aggressive advertising campaigns, price, and convenience influence choice. Fast food is cheap and easily available. This has led to a chronic overconsumption of processed food. In fact, the average American meal contains up to 60% of ultra-processed food. 16-year-old Isaiah Dedrick from California has a typical diet. He eats some healthy meals, but he also eats a lot of fast food, which is high in saturated fat and sugar. The consequences are clear. 1 in 3 school-aged children in the US are overweight or obese, and life expectancy has decreased. Daily Bread is a fascinating snapshot of the things that influence children's diets: price, convenience, culture, and the globalization of companies that sell processed food. By putting diets in the spotlight, Segal hopes to start a conversation and raise awareness of the problems that ultra-processed food can cause. He's encouraging people to take the Daily Bread Challenge and photograph everything they eat in a week. We like taking pictures of food and posting them on Instagram. Maybe Daily Bread will get us talking about it too and change our diets for the better.